All right. Anyway, the tour in Siman Tav Chav Chet says as follows. But the quotes from the Psikta. Psikta is an old medrash from Eretz Yisrael. It says, "Mibreishit at Shivasar b'Tamuz Mafsir Meinin HaParshio Doma B'Doma." So from Parshat Bereishit, which we lay in right after Simchat Torah, until Shivasar b'Tamuz, there's a certain rhythm to all the Haftarot. All the Haftarot are similar to the Parshat of Shavua. That's the way it goes for most of the year. But then there's a sea change with Shivasar b'Tamuz. Then it says, "Misham." But after Shivasar b'Tamuz, there's a sea change. Now the Haftorah don't relate to the Parsha of Shavua. Now they relate to events on the calendar. On the calendar, and it goes down. He's got Tlatat Puranuta. We know there are three Shabbases of where Haftorah of Puranim, and where the Haftorah relate to Churban, and then we have Shevet and Achemta. We have the seven Haftorah of consolation. And Tartit Tiyufta, and two Haftarot of Tshuva, and this Machloket, two versions. How this will go? And we'll explain. So he goes to the Tlat of the Pornuta. You know, it's Dibra Yirmiyahu, Shemud Bar Hashem, and Chazon Yishayahu. That's fine. And then the Shevet and Achemta, the demonic is Nua Arkash, Nun Vavayin, Aleph Reish, Kufshin. And he Nachamu, he says, is the first one with Tomer Tzion. He goes through all of them, and then he says, "Ushachal Rosh Hashanah b'Sheni Shlishi." When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday, Tuesday, which it does this year, it's Monday, Tuesday. Shavayelef ben Rosh Hashanah l'Tzom Kippur. So we have two Shabbases. One Shabbos between, there's always a Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Then we have another Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Okay, so this year that's the way it lines up. We have two Shabbases between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So according to the first version the Torah has, the first Shabbos, according to the Torah, is Dirshu. So we would lay in Dirshu that first Shabbos. And the next one we'd lay in Shuva, even though it's after Yom Kippur. And that would be for Parshas Hazinu. In other words, so in other words, Vayelech, Parshas Vayelech, we would lay in Dirshu. We don't do this, obviously, but the Parshas Vayelech, we would lay in Dirshu. And then for Parshat Hazinu, we would lay in Shuva Yisrael, even though it's after Yom Kippur. So the Beis Yosef quotes that quotes from the Mordechai that Yafet Tzaka Ledam Kom Gemar Din VaAchar Gemar Din. It's Tzaka, like crying out to Hashem, is good both before the Gemar Din, before Yom Kippur, and even after the Gemar Din. Now the strength of this explanation is the Psikta says Tartet Tziyufta, two Haftorah of Tshuva. So the strength is, according to this version, they're both on a Shabbos. So I have this, he's talking about this year, and so there are two Shabboses, and each Shabbos is a Haftorah that relates to Tshuva. One says, Dir Shuva Shem Yimatzoh, which we lay normally on a Tan Sibur, but here, according to this version, you lay it on Shabbos Parsha Vayelech, and then Shuva Yisrael also speaks about Tshuva. The weak point of it is that it only relates to years when Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or Tuesday. So if it's Rosh Hashanah on a Monday or Tuesday, you don't have Tartit Tziyufta. That's the weak point in the Hesber. He says, about Rosh Hashanah b'chamishi shvi, Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday or a Shabbos, so Hazinu is before Tzom Kippur, we do the Shuvah. And then he says, v'yeshno again, which is the way we do it, when Rosh Hashanah is on a Beit Gimel, on a Monday, Tuesday, or Monday or a Tuesday. He says, Maftirin, we would do Shuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tzom Kippur, and between Tzom Kippur and Sukkot, Vayidaber David. So it would come out then that the Tartit L'Tiyufta, in that case, you'd have to say, is you'll have one Haftorah on Tzom Gedalia, and one Haftorah Shuva Yisrael. That'll have to be the Tartit L'Tiyufta. All right. Now, with these haftarot, we can give more hezbeirim with them. So one is that they're haftarot of consolation. But why are there? Why these seven? So the levush, and levush is for Mordechai Yaffe. He's writing around 1600. He gives another hezber. Va'od kenegas shibimini nechamod is karim bemedrash. They correspond to seven types of comfort that are mentioned in the Medrash, which we're going to do right now. He says, Shem Shil Kalut Yisrael Lebeinu Umo, Lemelech Shinshba, Imbana Vachatana Viyamo Kulo. It gives like an analogy, or like a mashal in the Medrash, to like the exile of the Jewish people, which is what we're in right now. And that's what the Shivat Nechemta is all about, that we have, you know, we don't have a base of Mikdash, and as we're happy with the state of Israel and things like that, but as good it is, not the same as having the Gula. So the Medrash compares it to a king that was taken captive, went into exile with his sons-in-law, and his nation. And the only one left behind is the queen, who is bereaved and alone for many years. And then they tell her, good news, everybody's coming back, and she's comforted. So the Malka, the queen in this Medrash, is the city of Yerushalayim. That'll hopefully get the notification that the Shechina and Klal Yisrael are coming back. And he says, and the Sheva Nechamot, there's seven Nechamot, and the seven Nechamot are, he says, you got the Banim, the sons, and the Banot, the daughters, the Kalot, the daughters-in-law, the Chantanim, the sons-in-law, the Achev, Achyoteh, her brothers and sisters, and then the Chazarta Melech Ba'achronan Kula Am, the king, and everybody else come at the end, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yibarach. So the Shivat Nechemta can take on a different, and the one way is just say it's Nechama Stam, but the other way you can say building a crescendo to the final Geula. In other words, like each, like that the Geula, it's like the Geula also, like there's different Mesoras, like will the Geula come suddenly, presto, or gradually? So with this, with the Shivat Nechemta, it's like a seven-stage process for the Geula. Then he quotes from the Abu Draham, and he gives another explanation with these to understand the Shivat Nechemta. Now he's bothered. The Shivat Nechemta, you know, are all from Sefer Yeshayahu, and it's all from Perek Mem. You know, Yeshayahu changes midstream, and always becomes Nechama. You know, like the Bible critics, you know, used to say that there were like Chas V'Shalom, like two Isaiahs, you know, one before and one after. But we obviously don't hold that way. But all the Nechamas are from beginning with Nachum and Perek Mem, but they're not in the order that they appear in the Navi. They're flipped around. So he has a hesber for that as well, and he quotes from the Abu Dram, and the Abu Dram says that it's a dialogue, that the Haftarot, the first line of each Haftorah, if you piece them together, they're like a play, like a dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nevi'im, and Klal Yisrael. Let's hear how the dialogue goes. He says, in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Nevi'im, Nachamu, Nachamu et Ami, comfort my people. I'm giving you, here are your instructions, comfort the Jewish people, they're the miserable, comfort them. And the second, that's the first Shabbos. The second Shabbos, the Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people says back, but Tomer Tzion Azivani Hashem. He says, what type of comfort is this? Hashem has forsaken me. You're in the Nevi'im are saying, comfort me. I want to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What type of comfort is that? That's Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. And he says, they want to hear the comfort from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The third Shabbos, they say, Aniyas So'ara. He says, like, it's like the poor, like the storm-tossed nation. The Nevi'im come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Knesset Yisrael has not accepted your Tanchumim. And that's Aniyas So'ara. They're upset. He says, they're Aniyas So'ara Galut. V'omeret lo nuchama. They're not comforted. And then the fourth Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back and says, don't worry. Anochi Anochi hu menachem chem. I am the one who comforts you. I'm myself. And therefore, and this flows into the next Shabbos, Roni Akara. Let the barren woman, Knesset Yisrael, sing. He said, on the fifth Shabbos, and then the sixth Shabbos, Kumi Ori, like rise my light, Kiva Urech. And then the seventh Shabbos, Knesset Yisrael says, Sosa Sispa Hashem. Now, with this, as you know, or there's a Machloket poskim this year, not this past Shabbos, but the Shabbos before this was Rosh Chodesh Elul. We lay in Parshas Re'eh. So on Parshas Re'eh, we had a choice. We could have done the Haftorah from the Shivat Nechemta, which would have been Aniyas So'ara, right? That would have been Aniyas So'ara, would have been the one we should have done for Parshas Re'eh, or we could have done Hashemayim Kisi, or Hashemayim Kisi. So it's Machloket Poskim, which Haftorah to do. And actually, it's Machloket between the Mechaber and the Ramah, between Sephardim and Ashkenazim. So the Mechaber Paskins that we always line Hashemayim Kisi on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, except if Shivat Nechemta, we're not going to disturb the lineup of the Shivat Nechemta. And you could say it's like based on the psik that says.
What did you do
We did Hashemayim Kisi. It's coming. Now, wait. Now he says, the Rama says, V'yesh omrim Hashemayim Kisi. The Rama says, some say you should do Hashemayim Kisi. So, the Yesh omrim, like the Rama, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and it's really from the Taz, that the logic behind that, why should we do Hashemayim Kisi? We're giving up one of the Shiva and Nechemta. That's not an easy thing. But the Taz says that it has both. Because in that Haftorah, Hashemayim Kisi, it has Nechamot Yerushalayim in it, and it also speaks about Rosh Chodesh. So we're killing two birds with one stone. So why shouldn't we do it that way? Then the Rama says, V'chein Ogim, that's our Minag, but the Akrona bring down that notwithstanding that, you shouldn't skip one of the Shiva, the Nechemta. So therefore, this week is Parshas Ki Teitzei. So the people, meaning we Ashkenazim, who left out Aniyah Sorah, you know, 2 weeks ago, it'll be 2 weeks of Shabbos, we'll put them both together. Why both together? Because they're both together in the Navi. So we'll lane Roni Akara, and then we'll do Aniyah Sorah, and then the Psukim follow in the Tanakh. So, you know, I thought, I wanted to say a little bit of a Svar, you could touch up a little bit between the Svardim and Ashkenazim. You see, if you see like the Abu, like, if you just say, it's just Shiva and Nechemta, we want 7 Haftorahs just to give us comfort. So then you say, Hashemayim Kisi also has Nechama, and it's also in Yeshaya. So it's fine, it's perfect. But if I say like the Abu Dram, that there's a script to follow, right? Remember, we just went through the script. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this, the Nevi'im say this, Knesset Yisrael says this. So then, if I take out one Haftorah, the script is all messed up. The script is all messed up. So you could say, perhaps, that that would be one reason why the Mechaber, the main idea is the Mechaber is like hoeing the line according to the Psikta. Psikta says you do these 7 Haftorot. But you could say within the Abu Dram, I think it works out well as well. He doesn't want to, you know, with like you have to have, like they're singing Ani Yaso Ram, Roni Akara in the script, and it's getting all pulled out. Anyway, but either way, you're all familiar with the Haftorot for this Shabbos and for the Shiva Nechemta and Tartu Tiyufta, and it should be Nechama for us and all Paul Israel. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chananel, Kashmir, Rosel, if you have something to call you, don't have a beer.